Hey, so we're back. It's been, what, like 2 years?
I think it's been, so we've decided at least 8 to 10, probably a decade.
Yeah. I can't tell. COVID has totally wrecked my brain for time.
I was really bad at calculating time before COVID. And then once COVID happened, I was like, now I don't even know what hour of the day it is.
So one comforting thing, Jacob, is that I can talk to my students now and say, like, I don't know what day it is. And they're all, like, nodding in agreement. Like, that never happened
before
COVID. Right, because before
you were already saying that. Because, like, when I had you in class.
Yeah, I don't know what day it is.
When we were in class, you were like, what's the next assignment due? And we were like, you assigned the assignment, Sean.
And now I've learned to print out my syllabi. Oh. I have them all listed out. And so every day before class, I bring my syllabi so I know exactly what's going on.
Like a student would.
I try to be responsible.
I think.
I'm only a professor.
How's that? You're only
I'm not a student.
You're a doctorate professor. I just want to remind you.
Yes. So now I bring my syllabi to class every day and a list of all the students with their pictures. So I can, before I go to class, I like look at all their pictures and try to remember their names because names are really tough.
Yeah.
They're really tough.
So you said you have your pictures with, like, so you can, because you're a face guy. Right?
Yeah.
You
thankfully, Bellarmine does have the pictures and the names together. And that's really helpful for me. Although if I teach senior level courses, basically.
Yeah.
So the first year, they call it first year now, the first year.
What do you think about that change from freshman to first year?
I like it. I'm all for it. Like, they're all not men. I mean, like, why would we call them freshmen?
Oh, I didn't even think about that
part. Like,
of it.
I think first year makes a lot of sense.
I thought it was more like freshman was being used as like a derogatory term because, oh, you're a stupid freshman. They're fresh meat.
Yeah.
I thought that's what that came from.
Yeah, I like that too.
I don't know what the etymology of it.
Yeah, I don't know either. Like, we could do research on that. But yeah, like, first year makes a lot of sense. It's like more exact.
It's more inclusive.
Yep. And it just, it's a good term. But the photo that people get when they come to Bellarmine looks very different from when they're seniors.
Mm,
so their hair's different.
So you're like, I don't even know.
Yeah, like, they were like a little baby when they came in.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
It's insane. It's and even... Even the seniors look. So now that I'm in grad school, even the, like, I'm there with a lot of like seniors and like 1 year out of college in my MBA, and they look
totally different.
Tiny. They look tiny. I'm like, they're all like just small. And I didn't even think of that I looked like that when I was a senior in college.
But. Yeah. I never thought of like college as being like high school, but like when you go to high school and you're like, oh my goodness,
what happened?
These are like, I'm in school with like men.
Yeah.
And I'm like a boy, you know, like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So,
and then
like,
now you're,
yeah.
And now you have
maturity.
I guess that's what that is.
Yeah. You just grow into yourself.
You try to.
So, yeah, learning names has been very difficult.
And now, do you think you have more leniency with like everything post pandemic? Do you think there's still that like leniency of.
Yes, because my students have only seen their fellow classmates for the past 2 years in masks. So they don't really know what the person, like, I had a student like turn to another student like, I didn't know you're that person. Like, you
That's
were like
insane.
A great friend of mine in another class.
And
so because they had masks on and because they was like online, like,
did
it was
you,
very different.
Could you do, you see, you're a tech guy, but how was online teaching? I wonder.
It was really hard.
I can't imagine. Were you in office? Were you at your dining room table?
Okay, at first dining room table because Bellarmine was locked down.
Oh yeah.
So we had to leave.
You couldn't even go in and use your personal, because you have a pretty dope office.
Yeah, I have a great office. I love my office. In fact, I got complimented on it today. Yeah, so it's a great office. But I was on my dining room table, you know, just trying to interact with students and trying to keep them kind of engaged and moving forward. But yeah,
and you had your kids at home.
Kids were at home. Wife works online anyway.
Right.
And she was like, this is the best day of my life.
She's like,
you all
perfect.
Are home.
Everybody's
I
here.
I love it.
The gang's all here.
Yeah. She loves it. And I was just like, man, this is hard.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to see. I didn't know this, Jacob. I don't know if you're like this too, but I don't know if it's a dyslexic thing or not. But it's like, I really like to see people. I like to see people.
I was telling Bridget that same thing. This was, and we didn't like date Bridget, my girlfriend.
Oh, wait, Bridget's here.
Yeah, Bridget's here.
We have an audience.
There's an actual audience.
Thousands of mimes.
So we used to make jokes, for those of you that remember back home. We used to make jokes that our audience was a huge group of mimes.
Right.
And anytime we said something funny, we'd be like, oh, the mimes are applauding. Losing it. They're applauding, you know. And so now we have a real person here who also is my girlfriend, lovely Bridget Bard, who has a podcast called Chutzpah.
Chutzpah. You're not Chutzpah. You gotta get that
Chutzpah.
Clear your throat.
With Bridget Bard. On Spotify.
Which I can't believe wasn't taken. Congrats on that.
Yeah.
That's a great one.
Everyone just kind of danced around it. There's the Chutzpod, which is pretty damn close.
That's pretty
clever.
Okay.
That's clever.
Yeah,
clever. That's clever.
Yeah. So, but that's definitely not the same. And then there's the Chutzpah podcast.
Oh.
Yeah. But I am, that's why I put my name.
Which, no
so
shade to them,
it.
But I don't really understand that.
Yeah.
Name.
Chutzpah.
Why
with
not
Bridget
just take
Bard
Chutzpah?
Yeah.
Is no one can have that.
Yeah, yep. You got it.
That's
yeah.
You.
I'm also, I applied for a copyright for the eyes in my.
The logo? Like,
logo.
I should have the little eyes.
Because
should
I
copyright
those,
it.
So.
Do you have any copyrights? You got to have copyrights,
no.
Don't you? You design all kinds of stuff.
I do, but design is not copyrightable, as far as I know, unless it's a logo.
Yeah, well, I put the application in. So
that's a logo can be copyrightable.
It's a part
but
of
not design.
Cause,
it's
so
like fashion.
We used to work in marketing, right? Back in the
kind of.
Well, newspaper.
A lot of things. Yeah.
Well, you've done 100, yeah, million.
Things, I was a reporter, but. So marketing was like the evil side.
Oh, right.
Yeah. We're getting off dyslexia, but
okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No. So, did you have any like learning different students that you had trouble with when they were trying to learn online? Like anybody with academic accommodations or anything like that?
Oh man,
because
it was tough.
I can't.
I had some students who really couldn't adjust to the online environment.
I wouldn't be able to do it.
Yeah, and it was just like constantly reaching out to them, like, "Hey, man, I really need you to
like you got
to
do something. You got to turn something
in. Be there for me."
Yep.
Yeah. So that was hard.
Are you more open with dyslexia now than you used to be? Like, are you telling those
very
students?
Very
open.
Okay. I'm tenured. They can't fire me.
Oh, pretty.
So, like,
that because that. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you reference the first episode, Sean was. In disguise. He was a closet dyslexia guy. Where I was more of a, I have dyslexia and dyslexia.
You need
it
to
makes
accommodate
me cool.
My needs.
Yeah, and it makes me cool also.
Yes.
Like,
was,
you don't have dyslexia.
That was cool.
Yeah.
Because now we have an environment that accommodates that.
Yes.
When I was going to college, that was not the case.
They didn't have.
It was very much like dyslexic people don't need to be in my class.
I can't.
Get a job as a chef or as a billionaire entrepreneur.
Right.
Or go to jail or whatever it is you do.
Whatever it is you're going to do with your time.
Which is what we do as dyslexic people. So, yeah.
I can't imagine what that.
It's very different. And so now it's very empowering to be able to like say to a student like, hey. I had dyslexia too.
Yeah.
And you can do it.
Yeah.
You can make it.
I think that's amazing.
Yeah.
I think that's really
I did
cool.
too. Like, it's absolutely amazing to be a professor as a dyslexic.
Yeah.
Professor.
I think that at some point, I've started to notice more troubles. So we moved. So during the pandemic, my company that I worked for, Raven Tire, got bought by the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company, which I'm probably not allowed to say on this platform, so we can bleep it out. But I signed like a mountain of paperwork.
Right.
It was like, you can't talk about their stock price. You can't talk about like,
and any, you're doing it on
any
podcast.
Well, like I can say the word stock price, but I can't like say beep, 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 you know, like that. I can't say any of that stuff. So I just beat myself out. But was that pretty good?
Yeah, I'm not going to do it.
I'm going to post this right after.
Post this immediately.
Live. I don't care.
We'll have.
I got nothing to hide.
We'll have Bridget's version that's done with the professional microphone, and then Sean will release an uncut, unrated version that comes in at the same time.
No, you should get a Patreon, and only the patrons can have.
That's a good idea.
Yeah,
I would like to. Money. I like money. I would like to generate some money. Anyway, so what I noticed though is we were under complete new management, right?
Right.
And so now I have to like prove myself all over again. We had talked about in previous podcasts how my vice president of sales was like, "Oh, just like don't send out company wide emails anymore." He was like, "You don't have to do that because you suck at it. Like you're gonna have bad spelling. You're gonna look like a moron." you're not a moron, which is something he recognized, which was good in the business world. But he was like, you can't like do this type of thing because you're going to look like an idiot to customers, to whatever. So like, don't use that platform. Now, under new management, I'm dealing with situations where they're like, you're a terrible speller. You're obviously not that smart. You're like all these sort of things. So they don't know me.
Right.
And so I'm like, it's interesting that over and over again, you kind of have that repetitive nature you have to deal with. Cause you think you get to a certain point and maybe you're more there, you know, obviously, you know, we made the joke, you're a tenured professor, you have the confidence, you can speak out saying you have dyslexia. People understand that. But in my industry, I feel like I'm dealing with, again, which is okay. I feel like I'm dealing with, again, the same stuff I've dealt with my whole life of like, this guy can't write things as well. He can't spell as well. Blah, blah, blah. That equates to this level of intelligence.
Yeah.
Now, some people understand that I'm smart. Like, definitely I have some people understand I do well, blah, blah. But it's interesting. Do you think that'll ever go away? Like,
I think it's going away because of our texting.
Texting
has really changed the way we spell.
Yeah.
And the way we expect spelling to look like. So email still has this, like, corporate memo.
Right.
Kind of feel to it. But texting, you misspell all the time in texting.
Well, see, I call.
It's because you're doing it fast and people understand that. So I'm hoping that spelling will become more like it was a couple hundred years ago when it was just like whatever you think it sounds like, you spell
and
it.
And that's how it.
That's how when books look back then. Like there was a million ways to spell different words.
I wonder when that. Do you think it was like the English that was like, oh, let's make this proper. Like, let's organize this.
It sounds like it. I mean, English.
That seems like an English move.
They had a global empire.
Right.
So they were like, let's all. There was a proper way to spell a certain word, and there's a proper way to do this.
There's a proper way to slaughter like a person that you're.
To slaughter the native population.
Exactly. There's a proper way to do that. Yeah, this is how you slit the throat, you know.
I don't know about that. But I do know that they were very much into. Having everyone spell everything the right way and being able to sit still for 8 hours at a desk and do all the things that we're teaching our kids to do these days.
Right.
And it's an empire that has fallen.
And so the rest should fall.
Should. And people say the American educational system is broken, but
I don't think
it really is not broken. It's almost unbreakable in a lot of ways. Like, it's just so ingrained in how we do things. Spelling is one of those things. But I'm hoping text takes away from that. And emojis give me a lot of hope.
Because you can communicate so much without having to spell anything.
Yes, even though I don't really understand emojis.
Yeah, and I don't think anyone does.
Well, my kids do. But when I try to use those, I'm like, I'm not using the right one.
They're telling you that's wrong?
Yeah, it's totally wrong.
Are those the times?
There's a total grammar of emojis that I don't get.
And I think that's a great point, because I think that's really helpful, because I text a lot of my customers. I either call them or I text them. But, like, I rarely, unless I'm sending them, like, your price is increasing, or here's your quote.
Here's your invoice.
Right.
PDF file.
Exactly.
Attached.
Unless it's that, which that's all it says.
Right.
It just says, here's your invoice, PDF files attached.
Right.
And that's it. I'm texting them, I'm calling them, or I'm visiting them.
Yeah.
And I wonder what else is, I don't know what else is antiquated in our like communication process that is leading people to be judged ineffectively. Right. So like people are doing something that maybe society is saying, oh, if you can't do this, this means you're an idiot, which really doesn't reflect that. I'm sure there's plenty of things.
Oh, yeah, there's tons, but they're not related to dyslexia. So there's accents.
Oh.
Like, that's huge.
I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, like people judge other people by their accents all the time.
Yeah.
So as a person with dyslexia, like, I totally can relate to that. Like, you're being judged because you have this accent.
And you have this you
sound
difference.
Like you're from another country or from the South or from the North or whatever you're from. You don't have that mid-American accent.
Right.
Right? So that's one thing right away.
That's really interesting. Yeah.
I'm being judged too. Not horribly, because I don't do it all the time, but if I use an emoji and it's not the right emoji, or I didn't use the right, you know, whatever it is, animated, they call them GIFs now, but they're GIFs. Originally were called GIFs.
GIFs,
in the
whatever.
80s. That guy just died, actually. The guy who invented that. Yeah.
Wait, that was an 80s thing?
Yeah, 86 is when the first animated GIF
came out. And it was a GIF.
It was called Jiffy People Choose GIFs. Yeah, you would choose GIF. Yeah.
So it... That's a whole other thing.
Yeah.
That argument's huge, though.
I'm a graphic designer from the 90s. Like, that was a big thing. But yeah, the kids call them GIFs, so they're called GIFs now because the kids rule the world.
Cool, the kids. Yeah, the kids are in charge.
Yeah, well.
And you know that more than
I know. Anybody. I have 18 of them in front of me every given hour.
Exactly. So,
but yeah, so it's just going to keep changing. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's just the way it works.
I think it's really interesting that... I don't know how you feel about, there's this new system of like, and you probably hear it on like NPR and like other people are advertising this new education system of like people with a learning difference go to this school. Like we have a learning difference specialized school. Have you heard about that? But it's like, if you have dyslexia, if you're like slightly autistic, you know, whatever it might be, you'd go to like this area of people that are...
I haven't heard of that.
Yeah, there's a college up in like upstate New York that does only for people with dyslexia.
Wow,
you go there.
I don't know.
I don't know how I feel about that
maybe we should have someone on the podcast that goes to that school and see what it's like, because
that would be pretty cool.
I mean, we had different experiences in college, you know.
Right.
Like I had to hide.
Right.
Because I knew I'd be, you know, ostracized, and
and
you advocated, which is very brave, and I respect that totally.
But
it was at that time when you could advocate.
Yeah, and you could say,
you
were like, it wouldn't have.
No, there was nothing. Like, it wasn't even acknowledged that it was a thing. So it'd be interesting to see someone who goes to a school that, like, facilitates that style of learning. I try to facilitate a wide range of learning abilities in my classrooms, and it's a challenge. It's really hard.
I don't know how
it keeps changing, and I'm doing my best.
Yeah,
that's all I can do.
Especially since you've been online. I mean, now we're back. We're no masks,
right?
And we're in person.
Yep.
And I finally I've been in person with masks in my classes at Bellarmine, and now I'm finally without masks because I didn't know who some of the people were. I was like, oh, you look like that. Like,
yeah.
I didn't realize that you look like
you get
that.
To know what they really look like.
It's
And for me, like, as a visual person, like, seeing someone's face is really important.
Yeah.
Like, I can see what they're... I have more intuitive, like, connection to them. I don't know if that's a dyslexic thing.
I think it is, because you can't find connection in, like... You can't connect educationally a lot of the time with these people. And you spent your time not doing the same things other people were doing. So while other people were, like... copying off the board, or while they were writing papers, or while they were doing XYZ that we couldn't do, you were watching people, because you were trying to figure out, for me anyway, you were trying to figure out, what are they getting off of that board? Like, why is everybody looking at that board?
Yeah.
And so I was just looking at the kids, and you could really start to learn, understand facial expressions that way. And then you were like, oh, this is something I understand now, but everybody else was looking at the boards. Right. And I don't know if it's the same. I just thought it was, I think that's why I connect with people really well, because I didn't have anything to look at during those 8-hour classes.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, I might as well try to talk to these other people that seem to understand. Maybe if I can understand these people looking at the board, maybe I can understand the board.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I learned a lot in college from other people.
Yeah.
That was a big thing for me. Like, I would take notes and I'm like, I don't know. So let me talk it through.
Right.
Like, what'd you get on that? How'd that work? And just being able to communicate with other people was really important.
And your wife's like an editing guru.
Yes.
Like the opposite of you when it comes
absolutely brilliant with grammar, editing, MLA, APA, Chicago, any style of writing you want. She's
so
the pro.
That's, yeah. So
hired
when
by
you,
Pearson,
when,
yeah. I don't know if I can say that on a podcast.
Right. Again, we got...
I don't think Pearson's going
to... I don't think Pearson cares. You know, Pearson would like to be a sponsor.
They're a great company, by
the
way.
They're...
Lots and lots of textbooks.
I'm a big fan of books that have a lot of paper in them, and they're binded.
Me too. I love them. Read them all the time.
We just went over in my... So we're in our little studio that we built at my house, and... Sean's looking at my library, and he sees 5 unfinished books with bookmarks and all of them. And I think that
that's me too, though,
very man. Well highlights the dyslexic mind of,
yeah,
like,
I'm read this and then I lose interest.
Yeah.
Something else.
It's either for me, it's either lose interest or it's, oh, I think I get where this is going.
Yeah.
Honestly,
I get that,
like,
too.
Yeah, where I'm like, I get what you're trying to get at.
That's why you got to read books like I'm reading, like Edward Shackleton's Endurance.
Because,
like,
you're not going to understand.
You know they make it in the end. But the journey is so fascinating.
So did you like the, this is get off topic again. Did you like the, documentary?
We never go off topic.
This would be the first time.
We're running out of time.
Yeah, we're almost there. Did you watch the one about the guy that climbed the mountains, the peaks and stuff?
I'm afraid of heights.
Well, Sean, you're not climbing the mountain while you're watching the documentary.
I'm afraid of heights. Totally, I can't watch mountain climbing documentaries because I'm afraid of heights. Totally terrified. Nope, can't do it.
That surprises me. You're an adventurous guy.
Yeah, not with heights.
You can run.
I'm from Miami. It's flat.
Yeah, it is.
L.A., pretty
actually,
flat.
It's below flat.
Go west, and it takes like 5 hours because the traffic's so bad. So,
what about like hiking? You seem like a hiking.
Yeah, I'll hike. Yeah, flat.
But not.
Rolling.
So you'll just walk then.
Yeah, I like to walk.
You like to walk.
I like to walk.
There's no hiking.
No.
So, we're happy to be back. Happy to be back in the studio. And we're hoping to get some people on here going forward again to talk about various topics relating to learning differences and
dyslexia,
things of that nature,
general,
dyslexia,
like,
in general.
Definitely.
Yeah. And we're just happy to be back after the pandemic.
Yeah, it's been crazy. How long has it been now?
I think 50, 60 years.
Yeah, about 80, 90
yeah.
years.
Yeah, I think that normally, what's funny is, think about
20 years.
The last real pandemic of like, you know,
wait.
The last pre-vaccination ability pandemic.
Oh, wow. A lot of, okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, there's a lot of caveats.
Yeah.
So was like hundreds of years.
Yeah.
So at least, you know, we don't, I was going to knock on wood, but I can't do that with my.
No, phone. No. Because
this is the shortest one.
Yeah.
Pandemic. So that's.
Maybe.
I think we probably broke a record. For shortest historical pandemic.
I don't have no idea. I'm not a like historian with
oh, you're
pandemics.
Not?
No.
Mm.
No.
It's kind of
I know Spanish flu would, it lasted about 2 years.
Spanish flu?
Yeah.
2 years? Do you mean like 200 years?
Did it last 200? It's still round, isn't it? Can you still get it?
Can you get
it? Probably can.
You probably can. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Ebola was short, it seemed.
Yeah, I don't know.
The bowl, as kids were calling it.
Outside my realm.
Ah. Surprising. As an educator, I really thought you would.
Yeah, not for that.
Anyway, let's just wrap it up.
Yeah, so what's been your big takeaway from like all this COVID stuff? If you had like one big like revelation that came to you as a dyslexic person during COVID, what was it?
I can't communicate with people well if I can't see their face.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Okay.
Makes me really
big
uncomfortable.
Time.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize
how bad it was.
I didn't know.
Yeah.
Like, I thought, oh, yeah, I can
handle
this. Stick in the ground. Like, I don't care.
Yep.
But, like, little tiny icons.
Yep. Can't
no
talk to those
way.
People. And
no,
even, like.
They're not people. They're little icons. How am I going to talk to
I
them?
I miss, like, the niceties.
I need their faces.
Is it I wish people could see your face because I completely
yes,
agree.
Totally.
And I was getting like
oh,
depressed.
It's been 2 years
I was
of
getting
hell.
Depressed.
Yes.
Yeah, I was getting depressed.
Yes.
I was like, my one skill, which is connecting
gone.
To other people, it's gone.
Yeah.
They just got rid of
I'm
it.
I'm basically
I had,
in a wheelchair eating from a spoon from some nurse.
Yeah.
Like, I can't
yeah,
function.
I'm,
this
I'm just
way.
Like sniffing markers.
Yes.
It's
I can't markers. Yes, but I know
yeah.
how you feel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I
okay.
think that's, I'm glad we're on the same page.
No.
Because I was getting like high anxiety, depression from like, oh, the finally had the one thing where I could shine.
Still.
It's going to be gone.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, in some.
It's like that, it's like residual, you know,
yeah.
anxiety.
Where there's still.
And yeah. Like.
We were like, but, oh, that can just be taken
away. Oh, taken away from you. All the
no,
stuff.
No, it's the only
that,
thing we had.
Yeah. I had 18 faces looking at me.
Yep.
And I could see what they were thinking.
Yep.
And it was gone.
And I could read it. And then
and
you're
now
like...
I'm looking at a screen and trying to project what they might be thinking.
Yep.
But I'm dyslexic.
So
I don't know what they're thinking.
I have no idea what they're thinking. Because I don't know how their minds work.
Thinking is not what they're thinking. I'm thinking about all these crazy stuff and they're not thinking about that. Yeah. I have to like tone it down for them.
Because it's like I can't, I can connect with your mind, but I can't predict what your mind is like, right?
No.
If I can see and
if
I can read
your face,
yep.
At least I can read a face pretty good.
Yeah. But now now the faces are back.
Yes.
They're back.
Yes. Like as of like 2 weeks ago.
I know.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy.
Right. In the mask, same thing. I was like, I don't know what the heck I'm doing.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm a good professor or not because I can't see your face.
I can't.
You've got a mask on. And I love that you're protecting me from the virus, but I can't teach you.
I don't want this to come off as anti-mask.
No. I'm totally about
pro-mask, pro-vaccine, all that.
Protect people that are vulnerable. Like, I love it, but...
But we can't connect with you if we can't see your face. And I think that is a dyslexic staple. Because that's
maybe. I don't know. I haven't read any studies on that, but I feel like that was definitely a case.
That was a big... I mean, that was the takeaway for me.
For me, too. Yeah, I didn't realize how much I needed it.
Yeah. Because I thought, same with you. I was like, you said stick in the mud, brick wall, right? Like, I can talk to anyone.
Yeah.
And then I realized, I was like, oh, I need to feed off of people a lot. Yeah. Like, I need to feed off what I'm seeing. That's...
And, you know, I'm not like a... You know, I don't know, like, I don't have, like, a million friends or anything. Like, I'm not, I don't really need, quote-unquote, need people to be, like, I'm not kind of an introvert.
Yeah.
And I realized during COVID how much I really need to see people and to see them interact with me as I talk.
Yeah.
So that I can, we talked about
this. We have.
Because we did, like... podcast where we were on the phone and you're like, that's not the same.
And we couldn't.
And I know that.
And we couldn't communicate correctly.
And when you said, I was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Jacob. But now I.
He
like,
just loves
Jacob,
talking
like,
to people.
I know it. Yeah. Like, I feel it now and I believe it.
That makes me so happy.
Yeah.
Because that.
And I'm like, so what? I'm talking to Jacob on the phone. Like, so what?
Yeah, it's not that hard. Yeah, it's not that different.
Deal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can talk all day long.
Yeah.
But then it was like, it actually is different. You know,
very different.
And yeah. I really like this space for our. I'm excited, like us talking across the table like this. And
we need to have that little thing light on.
You want to? Well, I was thinking
the party light.
Well, I was thinking about.
We got 3 minutes.
All right.
Oh yeah. Okay,
there we go.
Cool party light.
So we'll do a. We'll have to
like
make up our
kaleidoscope.
Are you on the social media?
Yeah.
You are. I'm not. I feel like I'm gonna need to get back on now.
Yeah.
You think so? Or should I just like kind of be the ghost in the background?
Whatever you want to do.
I got rid of all
I
of it.
I support you.
I didn't. That's what I needed. So I was thinking about adding. What do you think about adding for our podcast specifically? What do you think about adding cameras? How are you?
Well, I'm cool. I
like
don't
if
care.
We threw like one right there.
I don't care.
And we could have this light going and everything.
Yeah. I have
and
no
people could kind of see the space. And we could just do this.
Privacy.
Yeah.
That's over.
But yeah,
everything's being recorded anyway.
someone's recording us now anyway, even though we're in a basement.
Satellite right there.
Yeah, there's a window. So I'm thinking about
cool with that.
Get one of those like what are those what like a medium grade camera, maybe putting one
do
one
like
or two
a Twitch account
there.
Or something and
I
have
guess.
OBS.
Maybe or like you can do video on Spotify now, but I don't know how you do it.
Wow.
So podcasts. Yeah, so like podcasts on Spotify, these are like the big ones. I don't know if like our podcast could do it yet until we get big, right?
Until.
Yeah, inevitably. Then we could put all that video up on there. But Twitch, I mean, it'd be an interesting. Is there podcasts on Twitch?
I would assume so. I mean, there's a lot of people playing video games on Twitch.
That's what I thought it mostly was, but.
So you just download Twitch, OBS, and you roll with it.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah.
But anyway, I want to put a camera in. We'll try that maybe in the future.
Okay.
Cool.
All right. Well, hey.
We're back.
I'm
happy you're here.
Good talking to you.
Yep.
It's been a long time.
Yep. And we're gonna keep rolling with them.
All right. Let's do it.
Cool.
All right. Peace out.
Peace out.